I'm not sure if I was even ready for a show. It snuck up again. It's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I feel like we just hit stop on our last episode.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now we're starting again.
That's how it works.
No, I mean, but 1 week later. It feels like we didn't take the week.
Okay.
Did we or not?
I'm pretty sure a week passed.
Okay. Maybe I need to get a hobby. Hello and welcome to episode 518 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
In December. December in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
The lights are out.
Flip the page on the calendar we made last year. We're on the last month here.
Yeah.
We're on the home stretch.
Are you going to do a calendar this year? Like for next? Like, see, what we do is I make a calendar every year of, I take a photo from that month. I'm not sure this is such a novel approach. Like,
explain,
I invented something.
To us how calendars work again.
Yeah. No. But like, for example, this year's June photo was taken last year in June. That's always been my rule.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
But that's not an actual rule. Like, if the Playmate of the Month, like we talked about last week, probably didn't, like, Dorothy, what's her name, probably didn't get her picture taken in that month prior.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, so the photo, it's not required by calendar law,
right,
that June's photo
but be taken. By your June calendar law, it is.
Well, up until now, that's what I'm getting at. And so generally, like on December the 2nd, I will order those calendars. I'll get a couple here for in Germany. I'll order a couple online and have them delivered to my sister's place in Vancouver to be distributed amongst my folks over there. And this year, I'm wondering if that's even going to happen. I haven't looked. There's some months I don't think there's pictures.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm telling you. Oh, no, photos exist. I'm just thinking, wow, that's not, what is that going to be? So, I mean, I've been busy. So after this podcast, I will try to make the calendar and see. And then this year, the rules might have to be blurred slightly. Don't tell anybody.
Okay. All right. I won't tell anybody. But yeah, I always kind of blur the lines on my calendar. But yes, I will make a calendar because it's sort of a thing that I give to my parents for Christmas each year. So they like the next year's calendar. So
yeah. I also give one to your parents too.
Yeah, that works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will get on that. Point being, it's December. The calendar has flipped over. The end. Malaise. All right.
Yeah.
If you need a calendar that's not ours, if you need your own calendar, I bet you Amazon sells calendars.
I'm sure they do.
If that's the case, click
they should
to
have
our
a calendar
site
of us on Amazon. Just the same picture, like, you know, me eating a block of cheese on the couch.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what would the picture of you be? I'd definitely be eating cheese in my pajamas. That would be my photo for this year.
Oh, mine would be pretending to not drink beer.
Okay.
Yeah, hiding it in my coffee mug, that sort of thing.
Right.
No, that sounds... Now it sounds like a movie of the week.
Right.
Yeah. You know who would play me, though? Judith Light.
Oh. What? My daughter... This is kind of a weird coincidence. My daughter asked me yesterday... You know, I guess they were talking about it at school in one of her classes, and they said, oh, you know, it was just kind of a social exercise where everyone was sort of, you know, tasked with coming up with the actor or actress that would play them in the story of their life. Who would yours be?
Who would play me? Okay, so it would, well, at what point? Hmm.
I gotta think of what kind of movie, like, could be any, doesn't have to be, it could be someone who's already deceased, but anybody, I mean, you kind of have to think of, like, is your movie a dramatic movie? Is it a rom-com? Is it a comedy? Like, what is the theme of your movie? And then who would be a good actor to play you in that story?
Mine would be a rom-com, but it would also... It would not be your normal rom-com, which means it won't be crappy.
Okay, all right.
Because some of them are crappy.
Okay, this is a not crappy rom-com starring blank okay, so is as this, Al Attridge.
Yeah, I need. Oh, so it could be that person at any time in their career. It doesn't
sure,
have to be now.
Sure, no rules. This is wide open.
Well, I would preface this by saying that they generally cast people who are better looking than the subjects.
Always, yeah.
So yeah, so when I say this name, I'm not suggesting that he and I are equals.
Just spit it out.
I go with Bradley Cooper.
Okay, sure. And this is a rom-com. Who's starring opposite you? Who's playing your wife here? Or maybe in this version of your life, you don't have a wife. Who's
right.
Who's playing your Tinder date?
My Tinder date. Is your mom available?
I set that up. I knew. I was in my head. I was 3, 2.
Oh,
one.
See, I didn't know.
It was
I didn't
either
know
mom or wife. I said flip a coin. It was yeah. either my wife or my mom. I didn't know which way to go on that.
Well, your mom's your wife's realistic. So the I didn't want to go there. The okay. Oh, boy. I don't even know why. I don't know why, but I can't get Renee Zellweger out of my head.
Okay.
All maybe right. that's it. Maybe she would play it. But yeah, again, this would be a much younger situation. I don't want to spend too much time on this. What about you? Who's playing you?
I said, and again, it just jumped to my head right off the bat. I said Will Ferrell, like just a goofball yeah. comedy, like stumbling through life. Yeah, I like Will Ferrell. And so, yes, you know, true, I am way better looking than Will Ferrell, but other right. than that, yeah, I'm way fitter.
Oh, hang on,
than
hang
Will
on.
Ferrell.
Now you're joking, but if he were to shave his head, you have him. You definitely are better
yes.
looking than him if he shaves his head.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe Statham could play you.
Oh, bald guys. Yeah, let's go.
I'm going bald guys. I'm going. I mean, who's going to want to shave their head to play the Adam Schwartz?
I feel
story?
Like I have a similar like. Who's the guy? He's bald now, but I don't think he was bald in the movie Titanic. Who's the guy that
Billy Zane?
Yes, I feel like a bald because he's bald now, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw a picture of him, and I'm like, maybe that guy. But then he's more of a dramatic actor, and this is a goofball comedy, so not a great fit. So I'm going Will Ferrell.
No, he'd be good. You ever see him in Memphis Belle? He was good in that. It wasn't not a comedy, but he could play, you know, against what you're thinking. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, all right. Maybe okay. Billy. I'm going to put them head to head, and I'll come up
and
with
your,
the final
your
decision.
Wife is being played by Catherine Keener.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm Google it. They do not look. They could be sisters. Your wife and Catherine Keener.
Okay, Catherine Keener, it is.
Yeah, from the highlight of her career, Out of Sight.
Oh, good
George
show.
Clooney.
Yeah, yeah, like
on
that
Netflix
movie.
Now. Here.
Okay.
Okay, so we got that sorted out. I forget where we're going. All right. So click through our site on Amazon.
Photo show.
You know what though? It's, you know. Okay, I'm a little bit disappointed. Well, we actually did a movie poster last week for our album cover.
Okay.
Yep. Zero backlash.
What do you mean?
We look like dorks.
No, we're good. It looks good.
Pardon?
I like it. I like it a lot. I blew it up like a 20 by 30 and put it on my ceiling.
Okay, it's a square crop, so now I know that's a lie. So
20 by 20.
Yeah, and plus it's super low res, so there's that.
Okay.
Well,
I was wondering why it looks so pixelated.
Yeah. It was like, wow, Billy Zane looks terrible.
he hasn't aged well at all.
No, that is not good. Maybe okay, so anyways, my point is I think you look like kind of a dork in that, and yeah. I look like a colossal D-bag.
Oh, you totally do. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was like, are they going to get the joke? Are they going to get that I don't really slick my hair back? Like I was waiting. I waited 3 days for you to submit your photo so I could take mine and match it because I really wanted to cut my hair. But okay. I waited 3 days. I don't normally slick my hair back like that. And nor do I wear a size extra small tank top.
Yeah, no, I definitely, that really stung, like seeing that photo. Yeah. I couldn't unsee it.
No. It'll scar you. That probably will be the deal breaker for Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah.
He won't want to do that.
Not when he sees that photo.
Yeah. At least, at the very least, he'll want to get in shape for it.
Right.
Yeah. I went a different route.
My first, I showed it to the kids and to my wife, and right away Jack said, "Why is Al wearing a tank top?"
Yeah. Yeah. For the photo. Why is Alan posing for a fake karate sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a candid snapshot of me walking around town.
Right.
That was me getting into character. Now, what I had suggested first, and you just completely shut it down, is that we just go shirtless.
Right. Yeah. I don't need that getting back to me.
Nor do I. I was kind of glad that you wussed out. Because once I said it out loud, I thought, oh no, I can't back down from this because I'm not in shirtless photo shape.
Well, forget the in shape. I don't need a whole bunch of people who know me in the community kind of like give me the wink wink, like, yeah, saw your photo. Yeah. Yeah. I don't need that.
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. You live in Canada, I live in Europe, but no one would care here.
Yeah, okay. So there's that.
Yeah, there's the European angle. Okay.
All right. Didn't do it anyway, so.
Yeah. But listen, our listeners, shame on you for not pointing out how big of a jerks we looked.
Yeah. Again, I didn't really look like that big of a jerk. It's mostly you.
No. Once I saw your picture, I was like, okay, you look bad. I got to outbad you. That's just my and my wife even noticed. I don't think you noticed. My wife, first thing my wife said, is Adam taller than you? Are you taller than Adam? I said, I legitimately do not know. I don't think so, but I made sure I was a couple mils taller because I was like, yeah, I'm making this one.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah. I am just under 5'9".
We're probably five and a half. Yeah, that's probably depending on what time of the day. It'd be close.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do have the shaved, like not the shaved head, but like the buzz cut right now.
Yeah.
So I may get you by a couple mils just on a technicality.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Anyway, made myself taller because I can.
Got that out of the way.
Done. All right. Kind of a malaise this week. How's the attitude been over there in Vancouver?
I don't know. I go to work. I come
home. No, with you and your family, I mean.
Oh, it's just, everyone's good. Same old, same old. Nothing changes.
Okay. We've kind of noticed it. Just kind of nothing bad. Like my wife was saying, she's like, you know, it's not like I'm not depressed. Like I'm not, you know, I'm not even feeling bad. I'm just, it's just kind of a blah. You know, I guess because the weather flipped too. We went from 21 degrees to minus 2, literally within a span of a week.
Okay. So yeah, you don't have all that nice kind of warm weather to wear your shorts and hike the mountains.
Correct. Yeah. That went away rapidly. And so now we're down. And on Monday, we had like a freezing rain. And so like I walked the kids to school and it was an absolute ice rink. And it was just miserable. Like, so the rain, it would come down and you'd get wet, but the stuff that hit the street would then freeze. And right. So it was just basically as much misery as you could jam into one weather system.
Got it.
Not counting the hurricanes that wreak all that havoc. I guess I really should have thought that through before I said it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think those listeners are listening right now. So you're not going to get any backlash, I don't think.
They probably also understand that freezing rain's no fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Makes your face kind of tingle. So they get it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. There's that. But the good news is, I mean, I actually had to go into town yesterday, like for the first time since I can remember. I have not been in Tubingen, like in the downtown area, for a long time.
Okay.
And I had to go buy some stuff. My son's got a birthday coming up. And then there's on Saturday's Nikolaus Tag, like when Nikolaus comes and fills his boots.
You guys have that early. I forgot about that. Like December, what's the date?
Sixth.
December 6th, right? Big day at the Outrage House, yeah.
Well, it's also, it's Pearl Harbor Eve, so we like to, it's a two for one.
Right, right.
No, no, nothing to do with one another. But anyway, point being is normally I'm in Canada and the tradition has been to buy the kids pajamas,
mm-hmm.
which obviously, A, I stopped last year because the place I would go, can I say the place that sucks now?
Sure.
Roots.
Mm.
Fumble. Just, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Not a sponsor. No longer a sponsor after that, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Which, it's upsetting because they used to make high quality clothing for a high price. It was always high priced, but it was also good. Now it's just high priced.
Right. Okay.
Point being, I used to spend, which I thought was a lot of money for pajamas for the kids every year, and then they would get those. But A, they don't really do that anymore, and B, I was not in Vancouver.
Okay. So
I had to go track down some, you know, unacceptable pajamas here. That's what I was doing in town yesterday, though, looking for pajamas.
Got it.
Point being, there is one. I was walking around town, and I was like, wow, I really miss the random social interaction with people I don't even normally care for.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. You must get, you go to work, so you still get.
Yeah, I have lots of interaction. Like, I get the interaction 5 days a week working with, you know, patients.
Yeah, that's true. So you get that. I mean, even though it must be kind of somewhat strange or strained. Yeah.
I've been doing it for so long now that it's normal. It's fine.
Don't say that. Please don't say that.
No, but it's everyone's interactions more or less are normal outside of the fact that we're just wearing masks and your topic of conversations, like you don't have like, you know, anything really exciting coming on the horizon. Everyone has that in common. It's like, okay, what are you up to this weekend?
Cheese on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot more talk of, hey, what are you watching on Netflix these days? Like, you know, it's just, it's a little bit of like what's going on in the world, but it's more about like, yeah, I just, there's not anything that anyone's really doing week to week that changes a whole lot. Like normally, like, yeah, you got a whole bunch of plans on the weekend. Maybe you're seeing friends, all that. It's small talk is different for sure. So.
Yeah. And not even so much that too, of course, but what I really missed was just kind of walking amongst strangers, you know, like, so I was walking down in the main area, like in the main marketplace area, there's the whole like pedestrian zone. Like most cities in Europe have that, the pedestrian only zone. Now for some reason, I guess for this in the summer, it was getting a little bit, or September was getting silly. So there's actually a new mask law rule that you have to wear a mask outside in the pedestrian area.
Okay.
Which I didn't really care for too much. Not everybody was doing it. Like 95% of people were doing it. A few people were just not bothering. Right. And it wasn't that crowded. I saw no reason for it except for I just didn't want to get hassled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was odd. But other than that, it was, walking around, hitting a couple stores, you know, I kind of miss it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
One of the things I did notice is one place I haven't been is the camera store. And so I was walking by, popped in. I always like to pop in and see what they have in their used cabinet. Not much, except I did see they had a used 5D Classic.
Ooh, you need another one.
I don't need one. That's the point. But the low price of $150.
That's pretty sweet. That's euros, though. So that's like $8,000 here.
Yeah, it's $8,000. No, but I mean, we make euros, you spend euros. That's kind of
right. The
deal, right? So it would be like it being $150, tax included, though, because the tax is already in the price here.
Nice.
So you're going to walk in with $150 and walk out with a 5D Classic. I didn't, though. I don't need one. You're right. I don't need one. But I kind of want to go get it anyway.
Okay.
Well, my kids are too young still, and I don't, you know, like my daughter, I'd be great. Kind of a nice present for my daughter here. Do you want to start taking pictures? She won't appreciate it.
No.
So you know, I got to figure if my daughter was like 12 or 13 and was really interested in photography, that would be what I get her. But
But then she'll want like a new phone, and the phone will take better pictures.
Yeah, it won't. But in the short term, it will. But
it'll definitely take better video.
Yeah, that's true. Better video than that, that's for sure. But what I'm saying to the camera gods is, if my 5D is going to finally just break, please do it this week, and I'll get that one.
Right. Yeah.
That's, if it's that's any good, I didn't try it out because I was like, you know what, I don't need this.
Right.
So it might be in bad shape, but it looked like it was in pretty good shape. So there you go. Also spent a few days here trying to wrangle the digital creep they got going on here.
Okay.
Your nickname in high school, by the way, right?
Yeah.
You know how your pictures just get, you know, out of hand, like pictures, because you have pictures coming in from all sources. You have your own, you get your wife snap some, maybe you got to keep, and then you got video, and they kind of end up in different places, and you're like, oh man, I got to get these all together in one folder, named properly, et cetera, et cetera. And plus with the computer, the new computer, and shifting over, I didn't want to just transfer everything and deal with it later. I figured I'd sort it all out. It's not that fun, man.
No.
Do you do it? Do you let it go? What happens?
I usually let it go. I don't think, I mean, I used to do it more. Now I don't as much, but I also don't have any of those other sources that you're talking about. I don't deal with any photos that my wife takes or anyone else takes. So it's just my stuff. So, right. And I've been taking a lot less this year. So I really haven't, I really haven't had that issue this year. In years past, for sure.
And do you take, like, do you keep photos that you take with your phone, or
I don't really take photos with my phone almost ever, and I certainly don't keep them.
Okay. Yeah, it's rare that I do, but occasionally there'll be something like, you know, we'll be skiing or something like that, and oh yeah, that's one I need to keep. But then, you know, then my wife will send, she'll snap a bunch again on the same trip, she'll fire them off to me, and I'll sort them out. But then she won't delete them from her phone.
Mm.
And then later, then she'll go keep taking photos and say, oh yeah, I got a bunch of photos. Oh, I don't know what you have. Here, I'll just send them all. And so now I got multiple copies, and I was like, look, stop it. You have to help me help you.
Right.
Right. So anyway, did that. Glad I'm done. Wow, it's the worst.
Sure.
Okay. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I actually did.
Okay, but you didn't put it in the bin.
No, I didn't. I didn't get. I didn't get permission to post any of it. Yeah. So I did. I did photos for somebody that I know who asked if I would do a Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, basically said, yeah, I'll do it. You know, with the rules around here these days, I said, okay, we got to do it outside. So, you know, we'll go find a place to do it outside. And they kind of wanted to do a green screen type situation because they had a Grinch costume. That they wanted to take a Grinch, and they had a costume for their dog, and they wanted to take a photo of the Grinch with their dog. Their dog's name isn't Max, but, you know, with the Max, you know, the single antler from the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they had a Grinch and Max kind of photo idea that they wanted. And I said, okay. Well, and you know, I basically was tasked with you have creative control. You can kind of do what you want with it. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to bring the green screen. I thought I'd just kind of find something green to shoot around. And I thought, okay, if I can find just sort of something neutral, you know, outside that I could shoot them against, then I could pull that from the background and then put it on whatever sort of background I wanted. So I did that. They had a lot of greenery out front of their house. Like they had actually like, well, there's the lawn, but then they had these big green tall bushes. So I set up the shot the way I wanted, took the photo, two umbrellas and sort of back and side lit by the sun because the sun was out. So did that. And then basically just did a cut from the background of the dog and the Grinch and superimposed it on, gave them two options, two different backgrounds. One just generic kind of Christmas winter kind of shot, and then one of Whoville in behind them from the Grinch story. And then you know, the client liked them both and said, oh, I'm gonna print them 50-50. I'm gonna kind of print half of them as the Whoville background in the other half, and then send them out as their Christmas card. So yeah, pretty straightforward. Again, I did the move that we've talked about in the past, which is I tried to look for a background that I could sort of stand them on to ground them. And then I tried to look for just a way to kind of simply ground them in the photo so it doesn't look like they're floating, which is just kind of paint in the shadows a little bit. So just underneath their feet. And I put them sort of in the foreground, close to the front of the image, so I wouldn't have to create the whole shadow of them, just kind of their feet as it goes out of frame. So did that, hot move. Anyways, if I do get permission in the future, I'll post it. So there's that. So that was interesting. Pretty straightforward, but yeah.
What I have noticed is the edge selection tool in Photoshop, the newest version of Photoshop, is quietly way better than it was even a couple years ago.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. I don't even bother with the green screen part of it. If I can create some contrast between the foreground and the background, I just do the selection tool, like the quick selection tool, and it just does such a great job.
Yes. Yeah. Does that, or I'll do the magnetic one if to get it and clean it up, and then have to go into a couple spots where there's some hair or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, it is so much better than it used to be. Like, I never trusted it. I would always kind of do it manually. No more. I'm letting them do the driving. Good job.
Agreed. I agree.
Good job, Adobe. All right. I shot nothing interesting. I thought I had, and then I went and looked and thought, no, that was last week. This week just vanished. So I did shoot a bunch of things. It's just nothing of note, just a bunch of snapshots. And I'll throw a Grinch in them, though, and clean them up.
Sure.
Yeah, there's that. All right, let's get right into our photo challenge / topic this week. The topic is the photo challenge. It is the November monthly challenge. It is black and white, and a number, we got 16 submissions here. Okay. A couple people did submit twice, but we pulled out our favorites. And then I posted a photo on our Instagram that people are meant to leave a comment in the comment section with a link to their own, I guess, own profile. I couldn't actually click on the links. You have to kind of copy paste the links. Of course, Instagram has to make it even tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're already doing a workaround because of their nonsense, and then now they're gonna make it even harder. But if you click on that person's profile picture in the comments, it takes them right to their profile, and you can probably figure out which photo we're talking about.
Gotcha.
So there you go. That'll be on our feed if you haven't seen it already. And without further ado, let's get into it. This is in a very specific order of the random people I picked.
Sorry, can I just ask if, I mean, I know I get the comments and linking back to Instagram. I don't know because I never look at our website. Do you post all these photos on our website, or you don't do that?
Oh, okay. I do not. No, that would go technically, I'm guessing most people wouldn't mind, but some people might. And it also goes against the sort of the rules. And I don't want to be responsible for anybody's photos.
Right. I get it. Yep.
Yeah. So yep. if somewhere down the road, like, for example, Kenneth Skelovic would like us to not post it, then I have to go, he has to get in touch with me, and I got to go back and pull
it. Yeah. And no, I get it. Yeah, makes sense.
I got 10 more minutes on why I don't do it, Adam.
Sure. No, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I don't. Let's get into the first one. This is in no particular order, just randomly as I pick them out and go through, hopefully get everybody once again. If I don't, it's a combination of Instagram's fault and Adam's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. So first up is Kenneth Skalevich? No, can't be. From Bergen. This is Briggen Bergen. Great name, by the way. Night shot of Briggen, the pride of Bergen. The streets are drying up after the latest rainfall. A single taxi waiting in vain. Where's the taxi?
I didn't even see the taxi.
Oh, there he is. Oh, yeah, left side, right in the far left.
Definitely not the subject of the photo, in my opinion.
No. Now it is.
Well, barely.
I'm hoping.
I can't really see it even when you... Oh, I got to zoom way in. There you go.
Yeah,
got
but it's on Instagram that they have him small. And plus, you know who's driving that cab? Alex Rieger.
I don't
should have said Louis De Palma, right?
Oh, from Taxi.
Yeah. Jim Ignatowski. What name would have made you recognize it?
De Palma.
Would have been, or Tony Banta.
I don't know.
I have no idea why I know these names. Jim Ignatowski, of course.
Oh, of course.
I don't even know why I knew. Is his name Alex Rieger? It's something. I think it is.
What about Danny DeVito?
That's Louis De Palma.
Oh, that's his name in the in the show.
He's in that. But Tony Banta. My favorite thing about Tony Banta, Tony Danza, is that he plays a character always named Tony, because there's no way he's going to answer to say, "Hey, Mick."
Yeah, he's
not
Tony.
Looking up.
Yeah,
he's just gotta be Tony. Yeah. Maybe Anthony. We'll mix it up a little bit if he's going method.
So good photo. How about that?
Great photo. Yeah. Get into it. You go ahead. You start now.
I like it. I love the exposure and the lights just basically create the separation between the light and the dark. Like, it's not, I mean, generally, if you looked at this on your on the back of your camera on the histogram, you'd see a lot of darks here, but it's perfect,
right?
The balance of exposure. So yeah, great job. I love it.
It's really great. I mean, this is one of the things I like about Europe, is these kinds of buildings on the water, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of reminds me of a slightly different version of the old town here in Tübingen.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. I thought of the photos of your old town when I saw this. I actually thought, did Al put this photo up? And then I kind of did the math.
It is slightly different, different sort of style. But this makes me want to go to Norway. This, I've actually seen a couple of other photos this week taken in Norway, and looks pretty awesome. When this all kind of blows over, I think I'm taking the family to Norway.
Okay,
there you go. Thanks. Staying with you, Kenneth. Get the place tip top, okay? All right, next up is Roger Dahlman, Bristow, Virginia. He was completely absorbed in the moment. Always a good way to keep little boys. Okay, you can grow green grass, blue shirt, and all the colors were unnecessary. Monochrome, there you go.
Bubbles.
You can read Bubbles. There's a great line in one of the Judd Apatow movies. I'm going to say this is 40. I don't know. No, it doesn't matter which one. I wish I liked anything as much as my kid likes Bubbles.
There you go.
That rang true to
tagline for this photo.
That's right. This could be the poster. That's my kids as well. My kids when they were younger.
Yes.
Still now, even still liked Bubbles.
My kids loved Bubbles, especially Sarah when she was little. Loved Bubbles.
Yeah. So this one, what I like about this one is yes, you're right. The colors are unnecessary. We get right in there, but where he chose to put this exposure is great, because normally your instinct would be to go a lot brighter and kind of expose the face a little bit brighter. But the fact that it's the bubbles that are, I think the bubbles are where the exposure is, and everything kind of falls off a little bit darker, but it's still enough detail there.
Agreed. I think the exposure is great.
Yeah, it looks a lot like, if this isn't film, it's a good fake.
Agreed.
Next up is David Williams. This is Mrs. Devil. Black and white. Slightly creepy. Slightly creepy. You can leave slightly off. This is just creepy.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Some Italy through a glass cabinet. Okay. Are you reading along, or are you just waiting for me to talk?
No, I'm reading along.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, she's eyeballing me.
Yeah, no, it looks really good, and it looks real. Like, it doesn't look like a carving.
Okay. Like a real person?
Like, yeah. It's got personality, this carving. Like, I really feel like, when I first looked at it, I kind of thought, is that someone all painted up? And then I had to read through it. So, no, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
cool.
Those... people in the park that paint themselves like silver robots or whatever.
Those are people?
In New York, that's a thing.
Yeah. I didn't know those were real people.
Yeah, and Las Vegas does it too, like cover themselves in gold paint or silver paint and then scare people, scare tourists.
Pretty sure those are robots, Adam. I didn't you see Rocky IV?
That's right. Okay. So I like this. It looks real.
It does. Yeah, it's great. Great tones on this one, going from the light to the dark, and great balance, I think, like the background.
Yeah, and the great, like, nice little gradient on the background. Like, yeah, it looks really cool. Mm-hmm.
Next up, Scott Borwee. This is Grinnell's Beach. Late afternoon sun on the promenade. Oh, there's more. There's a lot more history you can read that you can't see in our screen capture.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh. I just noticed. I guess it's a panorama. And I only captured one of the photos.
Okay.
So if you vamp, I'll try to go find it again.
No, it's okay. I like it. It's simple. It's like kind of a reverse cookie here, right? Like the couple episodes ago, we did the Gobo challenge, uh-huh. And this is kind of the Gobo coming right at you, right in your face.
Yes, it is. It is. It's the opening credit sequence of The Untouchables, the movie, not the TV series.
Okay.
And then I'm actually looking at the second part of the panorama, and it's not a panorama at all. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Forget I said anything. Okay.
Yeah. I do like the photo. It's simple. I like the symmetry of it with the lines coming at you and just how it's framed, kind of, you know, top third, middle third, bottom third. Mm-hmm. Like it's very symmetrical.
And all the water is contained in the rail, like in the mm-hmm. in the fence itself.
Yeah.
Nothing goes above. So yeah, that looks really quite cool. I do like that coming at you. And this probably would look, it'd be fine in color. I think black and white really makes this one pop.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now next up is Mike Roskopf. Now he posted three of them. And okay. you said you read through and said this is the one that he chose. This is the one I chose for him. He posted three. You can go on his
page. It says at the top, here is now my final and only submission to the two hosers monthly challenge, black and white. I can read, Alan.
I just read the hashtags.
Okay.
So that's what I go with. I'm what you call an important dude. And so I got stuff going on. No time to read.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So, yeah, so you posted a couple of other ones that were good, but I really like this one. Why did you like it?
I can relate. Like the empty classroom, like this is our world right now. Like, so this is such a simple photo. The exposure is spot on here. Like the person kind of in the darkness, the sort of empty tables or desks, whatever it might be in front. And, you know, the mask, it just, all of it, just the composition is very well done. And like I say, I like the exposure on the person just enough to know what's going on, sort of the teacher or presenter in a room with the slide up on the wall. And it just feels like COVID. Like it just, this is one example of a million that we can all relate to, this situation of emptiness, being up there or somewhere with a mask and nobody around kind of feeling. And it's really well executed. I really like it.
Yeah, I like the way the light kind of, like she's way underexposed. I mean, I say that technically underexposed, but perfect for this. But the way the light kind of hits her mask and then falls off. The gradations of going from light to dark. And of course there's the MacBook Pro popping at you, or the whatever that is, whatever Apple laptop that is, just popping out at you on that side, anchoring that side. Everything's included, like it's framed just perfectly. We have the image on the screen just right to the edge, then we have the computer on the other side. Everything's balanced perfectly. No need for color in this. I guess basically every photo is, unless we think it should have been color, we'll just assume it's fine in black and white. Better in black and white.
All right.
Next one included. Like this one's really, really great. Look what's going on with B.S. Vaughn Photography.
Yep.
From Tennessee, from a recent family photo shoot with a great client. And look at the grandson. Just sneaking in.
Just peering over the sort of outstretched arm of the couple that's kind of embraced. Yeah. It's very cute. And you couldn't have lined this up.
No. No, you couldn't, slip the kid a fiver and get him to do that. There's no way. So yeah, that's what's really great. There's obviously the smiles, the expressions on the face are fantastic. The background, let's not ignore the background that is really, there's something there. It's uncluttered and it falls off into darkness just right for me.
Yeah.
So, but again, it's the grandson, really does make the shot. You're right. All right. Next up, Alan, the Keller. Managed to catch some nice natural light in the home office and you enjoy tweaking some film simulations on the old Fujifilm. So, and he likes to point out this makes 2 months in a row with a submission for the challenge. And then he goes on to say, see if he can keep up this pace. Two months in a row. Congratulations.
Nice.
Mr. DiMaggio coming in hot.
Yeah, it's a cute picture and really like the gradient on the background. And yeah, just it's a good execution of a portrait.
Yep. And then again, I would classify this as technically underexposed, which is fine with me. But what really makes it work is the catch lights. If you didn't have those, it would just be kind of like a muddy mess probably. But seeing those really brings the eyes out and makes this work. And that little sort of shadowy background like on his left ear is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that's his hair sticking out. That's not his hair sticking out, is it?
I don't think so.
Speaking of Reverend Jim Ignatowski. Right, next up is Duca Pixel, November in Metzingen. So this is, taken on Ilford and printed traditionally in his own darkroom. That's pretty cool. He's not 100% happy with the result, but he's seen worse in hotels. Right. Okay. You should be happy. This looks, obviously it's going to look different in person, but the fact that he took it on film, processed it himself, took the time to frame it and hang it in time for that, that is fantastic.
So picture of a picture in this case.
Oh, indeed.
Mm-hmm. No, I like it. I like it. It looks good. And I also like the way it's composed and presented here with sort of the black around the white frame. And then, there's layers to this photo, like an onion. You just got to keep unpeeling. But no, I like it.
And it makes me cry.
Yeah.
Just okay. Kidding. I know how to cut onions without crying. So I'm a big boy.
That's good. You put Vaseline under your eyes or something?
Just breathe through your mouth.
Okay. All right.
Did you not know that?
Do you breathe through your eyes?
If you breathe through your nose, you'll tear up. If you breathe through your mouth, you're fine.
Really? Kind of like it because my kids say that I'm incapable of crying. So at least when I'm chopping onions.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You don't have to. I'm not forcing you to breathe through your mouth.
No. It's a way that I get to, it's like cathartic, right?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. All right. No. So what I like about the photo is the way the absence of light on the tree trunk itself. And then we have like the different layers of light, like the different zones of light on the field itself, and the horizon line placed perfectly for the shot.
Yeah. Agreed. This looks great.
All right, well done. Next up is Bob Bernal, now Junior. Now I point out all the time, you got to follow his feed. He posts a lot of photos from around Los Angeles, or specifically one area. I think it was around where he told me the park, Elysian Fields, I think. In the past. And so this is a lot of the life that goes on there. And he gets some just great photos of really interesting photos of people. And this one really worked. Like this one looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
On LA. LA. I'm assuming that's LA cruise night. Unless it's French. Is it La Cruise night?
No, I'm based on the jackets that people are wearing in Los Angeles, California, right. Like right across the person on the right. Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably California.
Okay. It's like an updated version, like a reboot of American Graffiti.
Yeah, you're right. It has that feel. And if the star was straight out of Hoosiers, because got the Converse high top kicks there.
The old school
Hoosiers kicks. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm trying to pull
a full name. Jimmy.
Jimmy Chitwood.
Chitwood. Couldn't think of the last name. Chitwood. Yeah. Jimmy Chitwood. That's right. That's what he's going for here. Jimmy Chitwood. Okay.
All right. I like the photo, great. The cars look terrific. Yeah, it looks so they good.
The street lights, the way the tones are balanced here, really, really great. Love this one.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. Next up, if you believe they put a man on the moon. No, if you believe in the man. How does the song go?
I don't remember. There's a Jim Carrey movie, though.
Yeah. That one. The panger stepping into that one.
So the picture of the moon, again, this is way too good for what it should be.
Right.
Like, why is this so good? Like, I really like this image. I don't have any pictures. I guess I don't take pictures of the moon that often, but I'm pretty sure if I did, they wouldn't look like this.
No, I've tried to take pictures of the moon. In fact, this is a true story. We had a really cool moon like two nights ago. And I was in the middle of doing something, working something like that in the evening, and my doorbell rings, and it's my neighbor. And she just wanted to let me know, hey, the moon looks really cool. That was
nice.
It.
Nice, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it does. I can't compete with the panger, though.
No, this is great.
She had no idea who the panger was, but now she does. Now she Googled him.
All right.
So yeah, this is really great. It says Nikon P900 with a 2,000 millimeter lens.
What?
That's what it says. That's what the hashtag is. I don't know what that means. What does that mean, a 2,000 millimeter
thing?
Lens?
Is that a thing? 2,000 millimeter
unless lens? Unless it's a typo with a 200 mil lens, and then he did a digital zoom on it, which is possible. Because I'm looking at the image. It looks like there is some sort of like of fringing around. I can't tell if that's Instagram doing that or whatever, but around the moon itself. So it does like you see what I'm saying with the edge?
Yeah.
It could be like blown up digitally. Still looks really cool, and I've not been able to do this myself. So
yeah.
if you want to maybe borrow his 2,000 mil lens, you should.
Yeah,
track
I was
him down.
Thinking that. Like Frank, let's do this.
Yeah. So does look really cool, and how much of the moon you can see, and how much just, you know, falls off into darkness, and plus China's up there right now. Fun fact,
right?
They are. They got a bunch of spaceships around and on the moon right now.
Looking to set up shop there or what?
I don't know. I don't work for China. I'm just telling you that they're exploring. currently right now. They're probably in this photo. Is what I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
Is I can't see them, therefore hoax, fake news, faking the moon landings again.
Wait, just hold on. I got to write that down so I don't ask again. You don't work for China, correct?
Not anymore.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I got no joke in there. All right. Great. Very cool photo. Next up is JC Russo from Lake Elkhorn.
Trees. A lot of trees.
Uncertain travels. Okay, yeah, a lot of trees. Foggy morning, moody. We got that's the feeling I get here. This is quite cool. This is Twin Peaks.
Oh, I was going to what's that? The Blair Witch. This is the Blair
Witch.
That's
the one.
Project.
That's probably better.
Yeah.
That's probably better. Man, my 6-year-old kid did not like that movie. It's like, no, it's fun. It's fun. You like witches and stuff, right? And
yeah.
You guys like those? Come on. No, you'll like it. Oh, man. The very end when that kid, that person standing in the corner, oh boy, he peed right
there.
Yeah,
so did I. So you tell him he's fine.
Yeah. No, this one, that's right. This could be a poster for the Blair Witch Project. Better than the one that they actually had, I think.
Yeah.
With a shot like that girl's nose with the snot.
Nice, yeah.
Okay, you go. You were saying.
No, I like it. It's good.
Yeah. Again, it's the same kind of thing. I like what people are doing here, embracing the dark part. I mean, a lot of times you go out there, you snap photos, you want to make sure everybody can see everything. There's a lot that we don't see here, and that's quite well done, like around the edges of the image. Right. I'm wondering if that's been dodged and burned, this image, to make
Maybe.
That happen.
Yeah, that's possible, yeah.
All right, next up, DMAC 14609. This is the 981-foot-long Veterans Memorial Bridge in Rochester, New York. He loves the reflection, as do I.
I do, too. I love this because the reflection creates like a perfect circle in the middle of the image, and it just looks so freaking cool. I just said freaking. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say it. I think you can say that.
Okay.
I mean, right, legally, just, not so, not in terms of cool, but
it's weird. It's a weird thing to just say, but I just said it. I think my kids might say that.
Oh, really? That makes me like them less. The so he loved the reflection it made as we paddled back. So he was. This is him paddling back, which makes those little ripples. And now that if you look closely, which I did not the first time, you can see. I guess it looks like the edge of his boat or whatever it is in the bottom right hand corner.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't pick that up either.
Yeah, really, really, really cool. I like this image. Yeah, you're right. Getting that symmetry just perfect. I mean, the water levels have to be at the exact spot, like the exact right halfway point for this to image to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so well done on that. Love the. I turn your head and look at it like sideways. Looks even cooler. Now it's like it belongs on the poster of True Detective.
Sure. No, it's a great photo. Yeah.
Yeah. Really well done. All right, next up is Jens Mitjot, and he's taken a page. I guess he's gone out for a photo walk with J.C. Russo. Is that?
Yeah, that's what made me think. Different perspective, different angle here.
Yeah, slightly different angle, a lot more depth.
Yeah, I like the depth. I really like the depth here.
Yeah. But very similar with the dark around the edges and a lot more depth
foggy.
Of field looks.
Yeah,
like.
looks foggy in there.
Yeah. Again, well done. We should have put these back to back.
Yeah.
That's what I should. Yeah. Okay. Next up, we got a couple more to go through here. Next up is CBC Analog. Now, it's CBC right in the name, but before even looking at where it was, did you know where this was taken?
No, I didn't. I saw in the comment.
Oh, see, I knew right away. I was like, yeah, this is 100% Granville Island.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm not sure of which building this is. I'm not picking it out like, oh yeah, of course that's the what do you call it, the sandbar restaurant or whatever it is. It was just that whole vibe. I'm sure they have these, you know, elsewhere, these kind of buildings, but this just screamed Granville Island to me with that light bulb and all that, like with the cage around it, like that design.
Sure.
Anyway, there you go. Yeah.
I've tried to do photos at weird angles like this at Granville Island and been unsuccessful. So well done.
Yes. Yeah. But have you ever done it on film, like on 120 film?
No, I haven't. But I've also not done it well. So there's a couple of things. I haven't done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, this really, really feels like a November day on Granville Island.
Sure.
Do you go to Granville Island much, like when it's not COVID?
I like Granville Island probably to the tune of twice a year.
Okay. Yeah. I used to live very, very close to it, like not a very long walk to Granville Island. And it's all right.
Yeah, it's one of those places like I like for the to go kind of walk around the market part. So, mm-hmm. you know, they have lots of kind of cool baked goods and stuff to look at. Like there's a lot of things just to kind of browse and look at, not necessarily buy, but just kind of look around. And then it is a very cool sort of picturesque lookout, you know, standing on the mm-hmm. edge of Granville Island and kind of looking over across at Vancouver and bridges and boats. And again, if you're a tourist, highly recommend it. Nobody's touring anywhere probably for the next little while, but post COVID, worth checking it out if you come to Vancouver.
Yeah, grab a water taxi from there across to the other side of False Creek, and the Burrard Bridge is there. You're right; it is very cool. I do love it. I don't know what I don't know why I was meh.
We're spoiled by having been there many, many times.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, next up is John Brame from Groton, New York. This is his little nephew, my newest nephew. This is his first Thanksgiving, so he took a few pics. He loves this one in black and white. Come on, look at that.
This looks like, I mean, take out the ball with Goofy on it. This looks like it could be 80 years old.
Yes.
Right?
The photo, not the kid.
Yeah. No, the kid's probably
Benjamin
not
Button. You're saying Benjamin Button.
Maybe, but it just has old-timey feel. Maybe it's partly the fact that you've got a baby with a bow tie on. But... just, I don't know, it's just something, this is feels retro to me, this photo.
Yeah, it does feel like a classic.
Yeah.
Like this was the baby from It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure. Why not? Just maybe Photoshop Goofy out of that ball and you've got, you know, you could say this is your great grandfather's photo.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Very well done. Like the catchlights in the eyes, of course. And it does look great in black and white. I think that's what makes it look vintage. All right. And last up is Mark's Berry. I met this Silsden historian last week and got a good rundown of the history of the local area, including the building of the weir seen in the background. Well, I didn't see it. Did you know that was a weir?
No.
Like a Mike weir? No.
No.
What's a weir? You know what a weir is?
No.
Is it pronounced weir or where?
I have no idea what a weir is.
Well, you went to, was that not included in your schooling in Toronto?
No.
Didn't the natives catch fish with a weir?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I didn't learn this.
Well, we've come to a screeching halt.
Okay.
So a lot of info on the Romans and the Vikings, et cetera, et cetera. I like pictures of people. Like just like that's what I'm saying. I miss being in town and seeing random people. I do very much appreciate pictures of people. Now, I don't know what the IKEA is about. He's a historian. Was he giving a tour?
Yeah.
And then also likes meatballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't we all?
Eh, I kind of do. So, what are your thoughts on this one?
I like it. I had the same feeling about the IKEA box. It's a little too prominent in the photo. I do like that it's sort of, it is candid. It's not posed in this photo at all. And he's kind of looking out of frame on the short side of the image, which often I've kind of find, you know, defies the general rules of portrait photography, but yet I like it anyway. So I do like it. And, you know, it's the out of focus background, you know, is out enough that it's not, is sort of not, you know, taking my attention away too much. And the exposure on the gentleman is perfect.
I probably would have gone with a little deeper depth of field.
Okay.
Just because, right now, it's you're right, it doesn't distract, but it's hard to kind of make out context. I'm assuming it looks like a little river with a wall on the other side. I'm kind of guessing about like that's one of those big sort of, what are those trees? Like the willow trees? What are those ones that are weeping?
Yeah, could be willows.
These are all things I'm guessing. So maybe he's tricked me into filling in all those blanks on my own. A true artist, Mark, or Barry. That's what he's done.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, let's have a look at ours. Once again, we thank everybody for submitting, especially when it's hard to find. And so we thank everybody for also posting those links on our other photos so that our listeners in America can follow along. Much appreciated. All right. Adam, let's have a look at yours. You got some funky black and white going. This looks kind of like a UV sort of thing almost.
This is the Sony with one of the filters applied, that's one of the monochrome filters. But basically, I took the Fuji. I took the Fuji out.
Is this the yellow filter?
No, I think it was like the monochrome 8 or something. So I don't know. It was applied.
Monochrome 8.
Maybe that's an Adobe filter. It was applied in Lightroom. And so I basically went out with the Fuji walking around the dike just for a little bit of exercise. But I brought the camera with me just in case I saw something interesting on my walk. And as I went, I saw it was a really, really windy day. And this was kind of a weekday morning before work, and there was very few people out at the dike. Pretty nice, clear blue sky. You can see that there's some low cloud just kind of where the mountains are. And you've probably seen this in the past. Occasionally, you'll see somebody on a really windy day because it's a good kite flying spot out there with kind of one of these go-karts that gets propelled by kind of like a parasail sort of situation.
Is that fun, do you think?
The amount of wind and how fast this guy was whipping around was, it looked remarkably fun. Like, it looked really fun. I don't know how fast he was going, but it was fast. I have not yet seen one of these carts move so quickly from one side of Gary Point to the other. And partly, too, because it was a weekday and nobody was out there, he didn't have to worry about running into anybody or anything. Mm. So he had kind of like this giant track to himself. And yeah, he had a big grin on his face. Like, you know, so I did snap a few photos and I just kind of liked, because he got up closer, and I just kind of liked this as a wide, like kind of way wide shot. So you can see, again, if you look for it, like what the guy's on a kind of go-kart, and you can see really the kite sort of sail thing really kind of stands out in contrast to the background. But I also just liked all the scenery. So it was a situation where, like, all right, I'm going to show kind of a day at the park in Vancouver with just one person out there. So on a go-kart with a giant kite. So
yeah, there it is. It, yeah. It lets you discover what's going on, because you don't know right away. Even myself, who has seen these people riding their wind carts at Gary Point, I didn't notice it right away what was going on. Like, I see the little thing in the sky and think, I don't know, like, is that a glitch? Is that like a dust or something like, you know, what is that? And look closely and see the wires going down, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, this is one of those guys.
And I found that it trying to shoot the guy like basically closer up, I could never get the kite because it's so high up in the air, could never get the kite. And then I thought, well, kind of the whole point is to see that kite. And so then I had to go wide on the shot, because just seeing the sail, like, that's kind of nothing either. So hence the pulled back image. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you have to wait till maybe the kite's nice and low, like, because it does drop down low. It's not up in the sky.
Occasionally. Yeah. Time. Occasionally it does. But then usually when it was getting down low, like he was basically way off on the side camera left towards where the water is. So then same thing. It's like, it's a completely different image. So I wanted this.
And you got him right in the middle of that, like, kind of light patch of grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I like too.
Which makes them stick out, and yeah, including all the sky and all those little clouds. Yeah,
I'm not great at this. I think I can self-evaluate, like, taking these kind of wide shots and scenery. Like, just, it's like there's obviously an eye and a skill for it that I don't really possess. So this was a really cool, like, when I was walking around, like, just where the clouds were in the mountains, like, it looked good to my eye, and I could clearly pick out the fact that I could, you know, separate, like, the kite part was really going to pop from the background, but that's all I got here. Like, again, I saw a whole bunch of those images this month from other people that are much better at these photos than I am, so good for you. I'm still learning.
Yeah, but look at this. Forget Norway. I'm going here.
Sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. And fish and chips. They have fish and chips here.
Yeah, that's true too.
All right, so next up, I had planned on taking something else. I took this photo today, of course, last possible day. Why wouldn't I? I plan on taking something else. We added to the family today, by the way.
Okay.
My kids got a cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's funny. That's what I said. That's not true. We got a kitten. And so, problem being, it's going to be a cat. You know how that goes. If we feed it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get a picture of my kids with their new cat. But it just didn't, we literally got it this afternoon, just before we start hit record on this. So there was no time to get a really nice one of my daughter with her new cat, which was the plan. So I had taken one this afternoon of my son as a placeholder, just in case. And I like it better anyways. I call this one.
Just thought of something for Christmas. Two Hosers cat t-shirts.
Two Hosers cat t-shirts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. Boom. Microphone drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting rich, yo.
Yeah, I know. I'll figure out where am I going to buy my retirement or my summer home with that money. Maybe Gary Point, maybe Norway. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a shopping cart under the bridge. It could be. That could be it. So I call this one, who is Bugs Potter? That's what this photo's called. So my son loves playing the drums. He's loving his lessons. And so here he is practicing. And so I was downstairs watching him last night. And he, you know, he has music to play along. He's practicing what he was told from his teacher. But I'm looking at him, and he's playing like a German. Like, he's following along very carefully. You know, make sure you play the exact note at the exact time, right?
Right.
Like, very precise. That's what Germans are, very precise. And I said, buddy, learn the couple, because it wasn't anything intricate. He's not playing, you know, some Led Zeppelin solo, like a 12-minute solo or nothing like that. It's just he's learning the basics. I said, so learn them, and I want you to close your eyes and play how it feels. Like, just feel it. I want you to feel it. Don't
you're
play
like,
each.
You're like Mr. Holland.
Does he have to make him close her eyes?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just the way you said it, I just wanted you to close your eyes and feel it.
Okay.
Sounded like Mr. Holland. Yeah.
That's speaking of who's going to play, that guy's going to play your dad in the.
Totally. My dad thinks he is that guy.
Yeah. So I told him, hey, just close your eyes and just play. Play what it feels like. And he did it, and he was having a great time. And so we shot that photo this morning. Yes, yeah, so this is okay. You talk for, and I'll explain in a second.
I like, okay, so here's what I'm going to say. I like the exposure on the drum kit. I don't feel like there's enough exposure on him. He's kind of just, yeah, especially on his face, like his arm takes all the light in the top of his head. Mm-hmm. So I wish the light was somewhere else on him. That would be my, again, personal mm-hmm. taste, but I do like the exposure on the drum kit. It really pops.
Okay, you're wrong.
Yeah.
No.
I thought so. Oh, wow. I took a deep breath there. I was like, right or wrong.
It's funny you mentioned that, man, because here's how I lit this. So in this takes place in our basement, which is like 90% underground. So we have those kind of like window wells in this room.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I placed a flash outside. Like a full, just a full power bare flash just outside shooting down into that window well. So that was going to basically be out of the way, and it's going to provide a nice rim light on him.
Okay.
In fact, I set it at full power because I kind of wanted it to be the main light and then everything else. And then in my head, he'd be playing so fast and be such a long flash pulse that his drumsticks would be blurred.
Mm.
That's in my head. I would do that, and then that's not what happened. But then had two hard lights in the room itself, each set to very low power, and like 1/64th power, just to kind of hit them. But the batteries were a little bit low, and so it was slow to charge. And so the one outside would be fine. It would fire and then trigger the ones inside because they're the SB26s with the optical triggers on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they would only fire like every three or four photos. And I really had zero time to do this. So there are a couple of photos where he is much better lit. And I just didn't like them. I actually liked the misfire because what you're seeing is the light, it's being lit by one light, which is then hitting the drums and then bouncing back and lighting him underneath. That's a bounce light from the outside light.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like it. I do hear what you're saying, but those ones didn't look good. Now, I probably could have lit them differently, and had I had more time and battery power, I would have done a better job, but I ended up liking this better.
Okay.
Misfire.
Yeah.
All right. And that was ours. So once again, thanks everybody. This was the November monthly challenge. Challenge for next month, Adam. December. What do you think about when you go? I already have this one dialed in.
I thought we were gonna do Christmas card.
Nah, that's what you like for us. It'll be a weekly challenge.
Okay. All right.
So for December, the photo challenge is summer.
No.
Yep, it is 100%. It's too late. Specifically for listener David Williams, who when we said we did summer sometime in this summer, he said, "Hey, great. How am I going to do summer? I'm in Australia and it's winter here."
Okay.
So I'm trying to be less me-centric, Adam.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the whole concept of other people.
I feel like you're going to not get a lot of submissions this month.
No, I want the creativity of who's going to do summer in, like for us in the Northern Hemisphere, it being winter, who's going to somehow do something summery in there? I think it's a a license to be creative. That's what I think.
Okay.
It also says challenge. It's right in the name, Adam.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
It's not the Two Hosers Monthly Easy.
I'm looking really forward to how I'm going to do this at the last minute.
Yeah, on deck 31. It's New Year's Eve. Oh my God. Gotta do it. Gotta make it happen. So there you go.
All right.
Summer. There you go, David. And honestly, David, if you don't win this one, that's the end of it. We're not tailoring them for you anymore.
Okay.
No pressure. All right. So challenge for next week then. I had one. I suggested
Christmas
we do something.
Card.
It's fine. We'll throw mine out. We'll do Christmas card.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have time to get them out there.
Yeah, I'm not mailing them. Come on. This is the... No, if there's any
you gotta
year...
You got to have it ready so that you can send it out to your peeps.
Yeah, but it's all... like, if there's any year for it to be digital, this is the year.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
And also the last 8 years for me. But still, this year as well. Okay. For the photo challenge from the December one, hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll talk about those. Hopefully the ban is lifted by then. We'll see. I'm sure things might be back to somewhat normal on Instagram. If not, we'll do the similar kind of post with the comments. It's important though that you still tag them so that I can find them. Not okay. Just posting a link in your in that comment section is not enough. That's for other people to find them in the States later on. All right. Website, Adam, where can people go to
nowhere.
Find?
Oh, nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah. That's why I took the plural off and made it website. Yeah. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.